Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. Hey guys, today I want to go in depth of my decision making on things. For me as a person, I guess you can say the kind of hardest thing for me is that I understand both parties. I understand mine. I understand the person that is currently disappointing me or hurting my feelings, other parties involved, you know, I just know. Okay. So by saying this, I want to make it clear with something that I feel like it's been a constant repetitive cycle with me when it comes down, especially for dating. I will vocally tell you exactly how to love me. Because I feel as though I don't want you to go in blind. I don't want you to go in the gutter. I don't want you to feel lost. I want to help you love me because I love me. Get into it, okay? And I feel like a lot of times people will get in relationships and they're just, I feel like they don't put the cards on the table of how to be loved because they don't know how to love themselves. And the fact that I am secure as the woman that I am, and I know what I want and I know what I should be or how I should be treated, I put that on the table for you. Now, the tricky thing is that most times I'll be heard. I hear you. That's simple. Cool. But as it goes down the line, I guess because of my mannerism, of how open I am and driven I am, and I'm not bragging on myself. I'm just saying I could be a difficult person because I'm so driven. I have and I plan my life strategically. I understand being spontaneous. I understand things happen. But if that happens, I plan again. Like I make sure that I am secure with my life, that I don't have any regrets. So I'm able to look back and say, hey, if it didn't go the way I wanted to go, I expected it to go the opposite way. And I'm okay with that because I don't want to dwell and I don't want to be depressed and I don't want to hold on and harbor things in my heart off of a decision I made or not making a decision or the way my life is turning out. I don't want to feel that way. That is the my way of healing through any outcome. I can only be mad, honestly and truthfully, I'm going to tell you. I'm only mad. I think the longest I've ever been mad is like, you know, 2 minutes. Now, I'm saying this, but I've cut somebody off for a year. You know what I mean? Like, if you keep screwing me over, I will stop talking to you for a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is. Because I feel as though if you're not willing to come into this energy and a clear conscience, or you don't bring me any, you know, good intentions, why would I try to mend that? People, I'm okay with understanding a seasonal and a lifetime person. So if I feel as though how you came at me, you were seasonal, I'm not going to go back and reach out to you and try to make you another season. I'm not going to repeat the same cycle over and over. The only people that are lifetimes are the person that are willing to put 50-50. I'll be respectful when I see you, but I'm not going to go out of my way to make you feel uncomfortable when you betrayed me. That's not how this works. That's too much stress. That's too much animosity I'm carrying to help somebody who held me down at a point. I mean, maybe I feel like further down the line, maybe a year or so, you're developing a mental state and understand what you did. And I can forgive you. I can. I won't forget, though. Forgiveness is being able to understand and accept the person for who they are. That is forgiveness. I don't care what kind of biblical or dictionary definition you want to claim forgiveness, but forgiveness is basically accepting that person for who they are. and understanding that they are who they are. That is forgiveness. When someone attacks you or abuses you mentally or physically, you don't forget that. But what you do is you fully understand the person that they are and accept them for who they are. That doesn't mean you have to invade their space every time to constantly abuse yourself. That means that you want to be in that predicament. I'm saying I forgave you for all that you've done to me. I understand you as an individual. And I know that for me personally, that is not the type of environment I want to place myself in. So I wish you best. I wish you the best. But I know and understand the person that you are. I understand why you act this way. Mm-hmm. And for you to do that, that has to be a point of communication. You have to communicate to people. You know what I mean? Especially in relationships when that person cheated on you or whatever. And you're like, I never knew this was going to happen. That's a damn lie. I'm going to tell you why it's a lie. Because that person, literally, when you're in a relationship, you get to know that person. They go down their whole entire memory lane. You know those nights when you're first dating them? And y'all start talking about everything. Your childhood, your life, your failures, your success. They go through all those experiences with you. The messed up part that we often have is that we don't really listen. I'll be honest, we don't listen because people will tell us their traumas, their heartache and their pain. And we're like, oh, that's sad. But do you actually listen to the damage that is done to that person? And the difference between that damage that's been caused upon them and the person they are now is something you have to figure out. The only way you're going to figure that out is by paying attention, listening, and having an open discussion. So to say that I literally did not know, I'm going to be real with you. Prime example, I was dating my ex and, you know, he had like baby mama issues or whatever. And I knew the way that he expressed about her was anger and he was resentful and he would call her all kind of crazy names like she's crazy and da, da, da. But in the back door, when he would sit up and talk about her, he was remorseful. And I actually had a conversation with him, and this was just me being, you know, I was his girlfriend, but I was being real. I said, you know what? You contradict yourself. Because you talk bad about her, but then yet you wish that if she would just trust you, then it would work. But then you also have to realize the way y'all got introduced into that situation, it's hard for a woman to trust you. And then you continuously have not proven any different. You can say something, but actually showing action is different. I said, did you take her on dates? He was like, yeah, we went out a couple times. And I said, did you just sit up there and take her to walk down the beach like you're doing me? Just to have a conversation. Oh, she wouldn't like that. I said, did you even try? Do you even know? Getting her out of her comfort zone, did you try to do that? No, you never tried to grow with her. You never tried to grow with her. So in that tells, that showed her that you're still the same person she met, which is an untrustworthy person. So that is the constant battle she was having to try to have faith in you. When you never even prove to be faithful from jump and continuously did that. So that's why you were stuck in a relationship where a woman is constantly battling with you, constantly throwing fingers like you can't be trusted to, because you never took point the action to grow and show your growth as a man and as her man. So you can't be angry at her over something that you never proved correct, but you want her back. And I said, I said it several times, you know what I'm saying? And he probably listens to this and be like, what? Why are you selling all this? But it's the truth. And she probably listens to this too. Girl, I had your back, you know what I'm saying? But I said, if you can't let it go within your heart, then it's something that you need to go and fulfill. Go back. And then, you know, dude was like, you're crazy. I wouldn't go back there. And I'm like, okay. Okay, sir. That's what you say. Because I'm here. But I know that deep down you would like to go back. So go back. He didn't so say want to or whatever. He ended up cheating on me and going back to her anyway. So that my point was, I wasn't surprised. And I always tell people, you know, I am shocked. You know, I have to sit back and when I analyze things and when I listen, you know, I can't be shocked. You know what I mean? Like, I can't be surprised because there were writings on the walls. Like, you know, one thing with me, though, that I have, I'm so stubborn. I'm headstrong. And I feel as though if you betray me, you betray yourself. Serious. You betray yourself because I constantly repeat over and over, give you examples of openness. You know what I mean? Especially when we're first dating. I had a conversation, you know, and with an ex or whatever, someone I was dating. In a conversation I had, I said, look, I'm going to tell you like this. You know, you got female friends. That's cool, Danny. I don't really care for female friends for a dude, but, you know, I can't make you choose your friends. But one thing I'm going to tell you is, I should never have to feel uncomfortable. I should never have to hear something that I should know about my partner from another woman. I shouldn't. You shouldn't feel more openness to discuss and do things with this person and this person know about me than I'm being your significant other that I don't know about her. And I said, if I have to find out something from somebody else and not from you, I'ma leave you. That's the best revenge I could do for you. I'ma leave you. I'm not gonna trust anything to come out your mouth because I'm such an understanding person. I don't comprehend you not being honest with me. And I always say it. And the crazy thing is, I will stare you dead in your eye and tell you that. Dead in your eye, because I want to be assertive. I want you to know how to love me. And see, that's the thing. You know, a lot of women won't love at first. You know what I mean? But one thing my brother always told me is that love will fade. It will. You can't help it. You know, how you try to rekindle the spark or whatever, whatever. It's fine. It happens in relationships, especially a long longevity. But if you could have one thing in a relationship, what would it be? He said, for me, I want somebody who's honest with me. He said, what you want? I said, I remember this and I was young. You know what I mean? I was like, I want somebody to respect me. He said, why that? That's a good point. I said, the reason why I want somebody to respect me is because when you respect somebody, you love them. You show them kindness. You don't spit on their name. Nobody can talk bad about that person because you respect that person. You won't even sit at a table with another person who don't respect the person you with. You know, I think respect is love to me. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, when love fades, you're going to be my best friend because you respect me. You're going to ride for me because you respect me. You're going to be loyal to me because you respect me. And even if you fall and break down and hurt yourself, you'll be honest with me about that, about your fault and your mistake because you respect the woman that I am. And so for a relationship, honestly, all I want is respect. A person that could be honest with me. Because with a relationship, you're supposed to be friends. That's what you're building. When you first talking to a person, you're building a friendship. You start to confess about yourself and your dislikes and all that. You're building a friendship. If I'm building a friendship with you, I got to be open with you. I got to put my cards on the table. Now, it's hard. You got to work for that. But still, that's a sign of respect. And like I told, you know, someone I was dating or whatever, I shouldn't have to demand for you to do something. Because if you respected me, it was automatic. And that is why you chose me to be your girlfriend. Because you see, all these other dudes can try to be loyal. You know what I mean? They can like me. You know? But they will always demand my attention and my affection. That won't make them my man. My man is someone I chose and I felt was respected. And that I will give him the utmost respect and do whatever I can in his honor because we are one, we are partners. And so if I'm willing to do that, you got to be willing to do that with me. I can't be doing this by myself because if that's the case, I can be alone. So a problem that I've constantly had when dating people is that it's never any respect. And I guess because I'm an understanding person and I repeat that, I show examples how I'm cool and everything and I understand and cool. When something happens, there's this anxiety point in the person I'm dating life because they feel as though they can't tell me things, which pisses me off because I don't understand. But then I realized this. I was watching this movie, and me and my homeboy was talking about it. It's called 500 Days of Summer. If you ever watch it, I'm not going to spoil it. But the main thing that I've learned from that movie is that at first we can say we want love. Love is romantic. Love is sweet. Love is kind. We'll say all the things that we are fascinated by it by, you know, examples. But then as the further goes down the line and the real issues of their relationship starts to transpire, and we're end up heartbroken and not chosen, we want to yell, we don't need love. I don't want it. It's not worth it. But just a year ago, you said you couldn't live without it. And it was something you wanted. I think that through trials and tribulations, at the end of the day, we always want to call quits for things. Throw our hands in the air. And we're as deep as we get into relationships, we become afraid. So we're holding on, but at a standstill moment because we're like, I don't want to lose this person. And it's okay to be afraid to lose a person, but you also got to realize that that one thing that happened, that mistake, that choice that you made by being open and honest is what's going to keep your relationship. It's not going to drop. If that's a genuine person that wants to be with you, they will accept you because of what? You're being honest. The worst thing you can do to a person is lie. My brother always told me, he's like, don't ever let nobody piss on you and tell you it's raining. He said, you got it? He said, Shelby, ain't nobody perfect. Nobody perfect. I'm not perfect. I do some crazy things. He said, but one thing for sure, I'm going to be honest with you. He said, as a man, you have to respect a man's mind or mentality if he is willing to be honest with you. He don't have to be honest, but he chooses to. And that's the man you choose to be with. Because through it all, regardless of what he has to tell you, how ugly it is, sad it is, crazy it is, he is willing to confess that to you. He is willing to be open to you. You have to respect a man's mind who is willing to be open. And by me saying that, I love an honest person. Yes, tell me I look crazy. Tell me you love me madly. Tell me that you was checking out that girl's butt. I'm going to be okay with it. I'm serious. I'm so serious. I know I might sound ridiculous. You're probably looking at your phones or the radio or whatever and saying you're nuts. But I'm being honest. If a man can look me in my eye and tell me he cheated on me, I'm not saying it's cheating is cool, but I mean, I have to respect that man because it takes a lot for you to be willingly, openly honest. Now, I'm not saying after 5-6 times you didn't cheat on me, you constantly telling me you did it, I'm okay. Hell no. But I'm saying, like, even with the worst things, I can respect the person that's willing to be honest with me. That means you're giving me the choice to accept this situation or not. That's allowing me to have control over my life and not you. And that's all we want. We want to control our lives because it's our life, regardless if you're in a relationship or not. At the end of the day, when you die alone. And I'm working on it. I'm really working on it. To be a better person. To push forth. To not be stubborn and be like, I ain't talking to you for 2 to 3 years. I'm trying to be a better person. But with that being said, I demand respect. I demand it. And you should too. In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl, Shelby Henny, signing off. Have a good one, y'all.